you know the old expression, you can't keep a good dinosaur extinct.
Why is it got to be a good dinosaur?
You know what? I have a theory on this. I have a
is
theory.
Is he well-spoken? Is he a class act?
Right? The erudite dinosaur was too much for a five-year-old to say. Yeah. No, I think it was like, they were putting this movie together, and I swear to God, I swear this must have happened. They had a different title, and then somebody went, hey, you guys know this is coming out the same year as Jurassic World, right? And they're like, oh shit, kids are going to be scared to die. Well, you know what? We're going to let them know that we're not mean dinosaurs in this movie. It's about a good dinosaur. So what should we call it?
Honestly, I think
he struck gold with that first idea. Good dinosaur.
Honestly, I think you're right. Like, I think
really
they had
do,
a better
right?
title.
It is the most simplistic, like overly simplistic title. It's like a good dinosaur goes to a place and does something.
Well, I mean, that sort of underlies my big problems with this movie is it's just sort of blah. It just sort of runs and it just stops and you're like, okay, that was a pretty, very beautiful hour and a half, and I want to go to Yosemite now, but not really anything affecting on the level of like Finding Nemo or Incredibles or anything of that level.
Well, we're gonna gnash our teeth and claws about that in just a moment, but first I want to let you know this is the highly suspect review of Disney Pixar's A Good Dinosaur. That's right, they're back in bed together. Both logos at the beginning of the movie, the way I guess it should be?
Yeah, it just feels like Disney has completely assimilated Pixar at this point, and it's like all of the good movies are gonna be released under Disney. That's what's going on. The classics, these are fucking Disney classics.
I don't know,
and
man.
And the rest of them going to Pixar.
I will say, like, there were some, they have some shared DNA from their time kind of starting as one thing and then the way they, like, split. It's like that couple that you know that, like, keeps breaking up and then getting back together. You're like, you're just going to end up together. Stop fucking around. Like, stop the charade. I've already said fuck too much for a good dinosaur review. But it's fine. I don't know what you people were expecting. This is not a G-rated review. It's just of a G-rated movie.
Well, actually, you know, you not even get to the movie, but if you know, taking off that vein, if you really follow the good dinosaur and the development out, it's actually a very sad story of how you reach your dream and the people you're competing with buy your dream and make you give your dream up. It's like, oh.
It's the Pixar story.
Yeah. It is the Pixar story.
We can't compete with that. Well, yeah, we got a bunch of money.
We're trying to get back to the farm.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm going to say this off the bat. I really liked this movie, but one of the things I found so bizarre about the premise is that dinosaurs didn't go extinct. They became the dominant like life form on the planet and then all became agrarian. Like, why are they all farmers?
Yeah.
What is going on? It's like dinosaurs get intelligent, they can speak, but they all farm now.
Well, I mean,
why?
Like, here's the thing. I have my problems with the movie, but even I was like, man, I'm just going to go with this because they're obviously trying to do a thing and it doesn't have to make sense.
Well, but it's like a little kid with two different playsets. Like, he had a farm playset but lost all the guys for it, and he had a bag of dinosaurs, and he's like, well, these things don't go together. I'm a kid, so...
But he was really into cowboys.
Yes.
He was like, I have to make this a Western.
Cowboys and dinosaurs. That's what this movie
Although,
is.
I will say, I have lived long enough to see the Saints win a Super Bowl, to see a black guy become president, and to see a T-Rex be a cowboy.
Oh my God, Sam Elliott as the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Why didn't that Tyrannosaurus have a mustache? That Tyrannosaurus should have had a mustache. He's out there like, yeah, well, sometimes we don't eat the animals. We just herd them. We make them. We're basically living out on the... Like, this fucking dinosaur should have a Coors in his hand and a 10-gallon Stetson on his head.
Okay,
come on.
Before we get too deep into it, let's take you back through the plot.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna bring it back. We're going to bring it back about 65 million years when the asteroid that should have destroyed all the dinosaurs misses the planet for reasons they don't care to tell you.
Yeah, they're just like, let's go with it. Come on, go.
Just go with it. And then, therefore, dinosaurs become intelligent, become like the dominant life form on Earth, and start building houses and raising crops. And we focus on this one brontosaurus family, three little kids, one of them who's like kind of a big strapping. Yeah, he's like the Brom, you know, the character in the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical that the hero is trying to win the girl away from. And then like there's the middle child, the girl, and then there's our little runt by the name of Arlo, because this movie can't be any more fucking like hippie.
Like
Farmer
Gomer Pyle?
Like Arlo. He should have had an acoustic guitar and been hitchhiking his way back home.
I just
thought
Don Knotts would come back from the dead and to voice this character.
Well, this isn't a very good movie. no, actually it is. But the thing is, like, so
it's Disney and Pixar, and this is one of the things I was getting at earlier that they share, is parent trauma.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, Disney, what the fuck? Who hurt you?
Yeah.
Who hurt you that you have to kill someone's parents
in the same
in every movie?
And like the same, it's like a variation of a theme on the way Mufasa dies.
It is,
it's
kind
like, you're gonna fucking fall off a cliff.
Yeah, and the thing that bothered me about it is, I like, the motivation that Arlo gets from that could have easily been obtained by the very next thing that happens to him. Like, it is one of the most unnecessary parent deaths in any Disney film I've ever seen.
Disney has a problem with the parent trap.
They drop parents into traps and kill them, yes.
But no, you're completely, you know, I didn't even think about that. You're completely right. With the trauma he has with his dad,
yeah,
they could have had him washed down at the same time.
Right, right.
Not and washed down separate.
Think about it. Like, it starts off, it's like a weird Midnight Run takeoff, where it's like Arlo and this feral child, which, by the way, apparently human beings have also evolved, but they're, like, stupid. They're basically dogs. So he has this, like, this hate relationship with this, like, feral child who he blames for the death of his father, but is also responsible for him getting swept away in a river and separated from his family. And I'm like, that would have been enough of a motivation for their relationship.
Yep.
You didn't also have to kill the dad.
Yeah, that's
sorry,
where
spoiler
the dad
alert.
Dies,
parents die in a Disney movie.
The scene where the dad dies, man, like, he's looking him dead in the eye as he dies.
It's super traumatic.
Jesus. Like honestly, there were parts of this movie where I was like, are you just trying to give children complexes?
I will say this, though. Like, I didn't feel too bad for the dad because he was like this weird dinosaur version of a, like, conservative NRA dad. It's like, go get your first kill. I'm like, you're a brontosaurus.
Yeah.
Why are you even pushing your child to kill?
Actually,
you're not even a predator, man.
Actually, that brings it back, though. The big point, the big thrust of the movie is, like, he wants to make his mark. They don't, they really lay that,
oh my God,
that metaphor on thick.
Oh my God, thick as mud, in fact.
He literally wants to lay his mark on the world, and he's scrawny, he's the runt, and he doesn't have the same talents that his brother Buck does. He's really good at, getting crops. Libby's really smart. But he's just sort of a dumbass who gets chased around by chickens.
He's a coward. Like, that's his whole thing, is he's having to overcome these fears.
He is a geek.
Yeah.
Let's just face it.
No,
that's who he is.
He
would be at home on 4chan wearing a fedora.
He's wow. Yeah, but here's okay, all of that aside, here's what saves the movie for me and makes this actually, I think, really enjoyable, is that the one thing that is absolutely identifiably Pixar about this movie is they find a way to develop an emotional attachment between the audience and a character that doesn't speak.
No, I agree. Like, they were showing off at that point.
Oh, yeah.
But that's I think that was really well done. It's why I can't give this, like, I'm debating, like, what I'm going to give it as I do this review. But I know just the level Pixar brings to it, I'm never going to give a Pixar movie unless it's just, like, planes under 5.
Right.
Because they're too good at visual storytelling.
Right. We are nitpicking about it's very much like when we, like, review something like Thor
the Dark World. Yeah.
It's like we're shitting on, we're nitpicking, but it's like it's still better than 90% of the superhero movies that preceded the Marvel Revolution.
But it's not like I'm watching a DreamWorks movie where I'm still surprised, even though their quality's gotten better at a good movie. I expect better from a Pixar.
It's a double-edged sword, I guess.
And it's just with the character designs weren't anything special. It looks like they didn't spend a lot of time on the character designs. Like, the trailer for the movie Zootopia had better character expressions than the movie.
Wow.
With the sloth.
I agree with you. I just hadn't thought of that.
Like, the short before had better.
Oh, I loved the short before this.
Animation.
I was in love with the short before this. I mean, not only the animation style, but just, like, the story and the heart of that and the daring, actually, of Disney.
Telling that story in America.
Yes. Oh, my God.
No, I was nervous.
And I know it's not, it's very different. It's not a Muslim family. It's a Hindu family. But still, like, I could almost feel in the audience, like, people tensing up when they saw that he was praying at a little altar.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, shit.
People don't care.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, I love that short. The animation style was beautiful. It did some really cool things. And it was daring. And I agree with you on the character designs. They're not up to snuff. But, again, I think what really saves this movie and makes it I think a really fantastic Pixar movie is that they do develop that relationship between Arlo and the little feral kid Spot through what they did with, like, Wally, because Wally didn't speak for the entire movie, and yet you still just, he was so expressive, and your heart just went out to him, and I think they do that really well with Spot.
And they do that very well. But I think you mentioned Wally, and one of the great things about Pixar movies, I feel like up until they were bought by Disney, each one of their movies had an underlying real thrust of a point, and it wasn't a generic point.
Yeah.
Like, because that's my big problem with this movie, is that the entire point is sometimes to get through your fear, you've got to face it and go through it. And that's a great message, but it's a very generic message.
It is a generic
message. It's nothing really inspired. Like, Incredibles was, you know, even if you have to do something hard, it's better to be, to do something you really commit to rather than just being called special, because then nobody's special.
Yeah.
You know, Finding Nemo, Finding Your Family, WALL-E, don't just laze yourself into, like, gluttony at the end. You know, they were still going for something. And this is a very, very solid animated movie. It's something that children are going to enjoy. I can see this as something families are really going to like. But just as it's sort of sad to watch, is all. Because it's not bad. It's very well done. It's very technically proficient. It's very workmanlike. But there's, I just didn't get any soul from this movie.
Well, let me propose to you a different theme, because I know they really do hammer the whole get over your fear thing, but I think the bigger heart of the movie is specifically the fear of becoming a man. Like, the fear of, like, growing into someone who has response. Like, honestly, like, to me, I feel like every step-parent in the world should watch this movie. Like, to me, that's where the real heart was, because you have a dinosaur who becomes a surrogate father to a feral child. And then, you know, toward the end, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but has to make kind of a very heavy, very grown-up decision, you know, regarding putting his feelings aside and doing what's best for a child that's not his own. Like, to me, like, there's something really interesting and really, like, metaphorically dense about what's going on there, but it's not... It's not played as centrally as the whole get over your fear thing, but I think it is there to kind of to specify, to narrow the margins of what it is that he's most afraid of. And I think what it is he's most afraid of is having to grow up and become the man of the – I just realized that the dad totally had to die. Okay. I was wrong. I just well done, Pixar. Fuck you.
Here's the thing. The dad may have had to die, but they did not have to have two separate scenes to do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they realized the movie wasn't long enough, because I tell you, there was a lot of fucking filler in that movie. Just wide panning shots. Beautiful.
Yeah.
But just panning, like, I feel like a good 10 minutes of that movie was just background. Like, it really feels like that movie started out as a short, and they scrapped a movie that was in development. And they said, look, we gotta get something out for Thanksgiving in 2015. So we're gonna get this, we're gonna do this. It's gonna do fine. It's gonna sell a lot of fucking toys. And then we can move on to what we really want to work on.
I'm just saying, I'm frankly happier for this. If that's the case, I'm happier that this came out of it than yet another sequel. Because we're getting those two.
Yeah, like, apparently, like, there was a movie, like, a while back called Newt that got scrapped. That maybe that was what happened. I don't know. I'm speculating.
Yeah.
But I tell you, you know, and this is, again, just the mark of quality that Pixar has. Mm-hmm. They pay such attention to detail. The opening shot of this movie has a scene where... the father, I think his name was Henry, that dinosaur, he's walking through the forest and birds are chirping and it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very affecting scene right when it starts. Then it's a Disney movie. As Arlo returns, it's the same scene. And it just, that complete cycle. And honestly, like, and this is a high compliment for me, I just started thinking of Superman, I think, 2, where the father will become the son. It's like that whole Cat Stevens thing going on.
Yeah, which is why the fucking main character's name is Arlo. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. We are rampant with folk music references at this point.
Before we go to final thoughts, I just want to say again, but despite all my complaints, the movie is gorgeous.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Like, just, it's like they just said, I feel like the animators are like, I really just want an excuse to get paid to go to Yosemite.
Maybe so, but I will say this. It's been a long time since I've been like, oh, yeah, I could totally understand why this movie needs to be in 3D. Because they add so much depth. There's a great shot with a waterfall.
Yes.
Where a character goes over a waterfall in the background and then moments later comes up from the foreground.
Yep.
And you get such a great sense of geography and it really does add depth and texture. And I was like, wow, that's a really brilliant use of 3D.
Yeah.
Again, not gimmicky stuff coming at you, but adding... I mean, it's exactly what they did with Up.
Yeah.
Up's 3D added so much depth to that movie that I was like, okay, well, 3D's not all bad. And I feel like they did that again here.
You know, that actually reminds me, there's one thing that's been born out of the last few years is that Avatar, this is a out of left field, really didn't make any real lasting impact on the culture.
Good.
But one of the things it did is it did show people how to use 3D better.
Yeah.
Because Avatar really used 3D for depth. And I feel like everybody since then has gone to school and said, let me just I'll have some stuff that comes at your face. Yeah. But I'm going to just add depth to this.
And Elliot, this is a children's movie. Stop talking about coming in people's faces.
I don't mean to break it to you, man, but children's movie, have you been on the internet? Like, this will be, like, rule 34 in, like, a second.
Well, I will say, there's a couple of moments in this movie that I'm like, I understand that you're doing this because you want to give the adults something to laugh at that the kids aren't going to quite get, but it's such – there's a really odd choice involving fermented fruit on which characters get drunk, and I was like –
they're getting drunk.
What? Where did this come from? And they have, like, this trippy moment where they're, like their heads on each other's bodies, and I'm like, what is going on now?
That was the best part of the movie because, like, it's like they just said, we're just going to act like we're – there was a show that used to come on Cartoon Network. I think it was called Captain Flapjack or something. And, like, it's like they channeled that cartoon because it's so absurd. And it's amazing. But I think we probably want to go to final thoughts.
I think we do, Elliot. I think we do. And I'm going to let you start.
Okay, well,
look at him trying to control the review.
I know. It's great. I love this. Fucking game manager over here.
Trying. He's like, I've been here since the beginning, motherfucker.
He came in like Joe Montana on this.
I saw Hercules. That not the Rock Hercules, thank you. The other one, that was my first movie I ever.
I'm gonna stop you. Even if it had been the Rock Hercules, you would have been complaining just as much because they're both bad.
Hey, I like the Rock, so at least it's the Rock in it. Let me see. I like this movie. It's something that if you have young children, if you have a free afternoon, if you just want to get stoned and watch it, honestly, you're really going to enjoy.
Get stoned with Arlo.
Yeah, it's
very 60s mentality.
It's something you're really going to enjoy. But it's, if you're an animation fan, if you're looking for the next Incredibles or the next for even the next Frozen, this is not it. This is not going to be something that's going to match that. But great animation, great storytelling, great visual metaphors. It's just sort of simple for me, and I got to give it. If I'm being completely honest, I got to give this 6 lamps out of 10.
6 what?
Lamps.
6 lamps?
Mm-hmm. The Pixar lamp.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, I'm trying to follow this. It's like, wait. Okay, got it.
So esoteric.
So esoteric.
What does esoteric even mean? Thank you, family guy.
Don't worry, you wouldn't understand.
he doesn't know any words until they come up in a case.
I'm just in shame because I saw that joke from Family Guy.
Well, we're all very ashamed of Family Guy. No, I actually really liked this movie, and I will admit it took me a little bit for it to grab me. I thought they were going through a few motions at the beginning, and I was really kind of put off by the concept, which, you know, you keep saying simple, and I think that's fair, but I think it's more folksy. I feel like the entire texture of this movie is very folksy, and I think that's why the lead character's name is Arlo.
It felt like a Jim Croce song.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's the Jim Croce song of Pixar movies.
This is like the least review for kids we've ever done.
Yeah, and I think, but I will say that, you know, I was watching this with, you know, my girlfriend and her son, and he's very into dinosaurs, but he's like, I love this kid. He loves, like, the dinosaurs that, like, kill and attack people. Like,
he's a little boy.
Loves Jurassic World, loves Jurassic Park. And even he was, like, really, you know, like, kind of enthralled by what was going on. And I think it's just, like, a testament to how beautiful the movie is. And, you know, the character, that relationship between Arlo and Spot is really heartfelt, is really genuine. And I think, again, that just comes from the fact that Pixar is better at developing characters who never say a word than most animated movies are characters that do nothing but talk the whole time.
That's true.
Like Jim Parsons' stupid-ass alien at home.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I still hate that movie. But again, like I understand the complaints. I think I totally see that. I feel like this is going to end up in the annals of Pixar being a very middling title. But as beautiful as it looks and as deep as I think it tries to go, even if it's not the message that's right at the surface, like right below that in the subdermis of this movie, I feel like is a really meaningful, really beautiful message. And it's just it's an odd package to put it in, but I think when you start to unbox it, like this is a really strong entry from both Disney and Pixar. And so
someone's getting ready for Black Friday.
why it's gotta be Black Friday, Elliot? Come on. Not cool. I am going to give this 8.
It's true, because all the packages are bigger.
That remark was made by Chris Cox, not Brian Salisbury.
Chris Cox.
Yeah, but Elliot approves of it, so yes. It's okay.
Yeah, you have a friend that's black. That's great, Chris. You can use that excuse. That's wonderful.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off.
That's all right. I'm going to give this 8 out of 10 Indominus Rexes that you just want to give a hug to. Which you shouldn't, because it'll rip your face off, like in Face Off. Or Jurassic World.
Face Off with Dinosaurs.
Oh my god, let's make that movie now!
Sam Elliott T-Rex.
I want to take his face off.
And then you got Heath Ledger. You know, I got these scars. One more, I got my scar.
And somewhere Nick Cage just going, oh,
I'm a crude! I'm a crude!